By the end of this episode, you are going to be an unstoppable force of nature, my friend. It's a short but mighty episode today about how we give away our power by asking for permission when we don't need to. And of course, I give you some tools to help you see where you are doing it and what to do about it. So let's get into it. You're listening to the Career Change Podcast with career coach, mum, and ex-corporate girl, Gina Hubbard. This is a no BS discussion about everything to do with your career, including how to make those hours at work happier, easier, and more fulfilling so that you can get on with living the life that you want. So, let's get going. Hey, how are you doing today? Thanks for joining me. It's going to be a quick, value-packed episode today. Because today I want to talk about permission, or getting or gaining permission for things in our lives. Now, as usual, I looked to the Googles for the definition of permission. And this is what it says. Sorry, I just realized what I said. The definition of permission kind of rhymes. This is what it says anyway. Sorry. The action of officially allowing someone to do a particular thing, consent or authorization. Okay? The act of officially allowing someone to do a particular thing, consent or authorization. So when we seek permission or ask for permission to do something, we are asking someone else to grant that permission. So there are two things that happen in this transaction. Number one is that when asking for permission to do something, we are transferring the power of that decision, whether we do the thing or not, to another person. Making a decision is one of the most powerful things that we can do as human beings. Think about a time that you made a decision, a big one. How did you feel? Some decisions are scary, but usually when making a big, juicy decision, you will feel a lot of power. You'll feel powerful. It's a fantastic feeling. So when we ask for permission to do something, we're actually giving away that power and the feeling we get from it, which is kind of sad because you deserve to feel powerful in your decisions. You deserve the byproduct of making your own decisions about your life. Now, deciding to do something and then doing it are two completely different things, right? We can decide we want to do something, but then seek permission to actually do the doing of it. Ask if it's okay to take the action. When we decide that we want to do something, but then ask permission from another person to do it, we are actually handing that final and ultimate decision to that person. We are unwinding our decision and giving the responsibility and the power to someone else. And the other thing that happens is that we transfer the responsibility of that decision. So if we are granted permission to do something, but then it goes wrong, it doesn't turn out how you expect, you can say, and probably have, well, they told me I could, so they told me to do it. Right? We're able to reallocate the blame away from ourselves and the actions that we took and place them onto another person. Asking for permission can also be a really manipulative way of getting feedback on your decision when you are not sure if you want to do it or not. So think about a time where you made a decision and then went to someone to get their feedback on what you've decided. And they think it's a bad idea and you let them talk you into making a different decision. How did that feel? Did you feel powerful? Did it feel amazing? I doubt it did. What happened is that you didn't make a decision. You just picked one of the options, took it to someone to get feedback, and then let them decide by way of giving you feedback. So you ask permission, in air quotes, knowing that really they will make the decision for you. Now, if you genuinely don't know what to do and want feedback from someone else, that is totally okay. But there are a couple of things that you need to consider before going to someone for feedback. Firstly, Have you really given yourself the time and space to think through your options? Did you do a pro and cons list? Did you sit down with how each option feels in your body? I would recommend that you do this before going to anyone else for help with a decision. And secondly, be very careful who you go to. Okay, ask yourself, does this person have my best interests at heart? How do they make decisions for themselves? Do I respect how they do that? Is there anything in our relationship that could mean that they have an agenda to get something they want? Or for me to do something that they want me to do? Sometimes, actually, the best people to get advice from in regards to big decisions are people who are not that close to you, people that don't know all the intricacies of your life that are going on. You know, they give you a different perspective because their judgment isn't clouded by their thoughts about you or other knowledge about your life. So just something to keep in mind when you're asking for feedback on decisions. I've also seen asking permission used as a people-pleasing tactic. Now, as I've said before, decisions are powerful and people like to feel powerful. So we can be asking permission just to make the other person feel powerful and granting that permission to us. It's very sneaky. And if we are denied permission to do something by someone else and it's something that we really want to do, then we can wallow and complain and throw a pity party without blame because it's on the person who didn't give us permission. It's not our fault. So I've done a whole episode on people pleasing. If you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend that you go back and listen. It's episode number 12. Now, there are many things that we need permission to do and many situations in life where it's the law to get permission. I'm not talking about these situations. But here is where I'm going with this. When we are fully functioning adults in charge of our own lives, we can get stuck in the societal condition of asking for permission when we don't need to, and we subtly use getting permission as an escape hatch from the responsibility of the results or outcomes when what we got permission to do didn't go as planned. Let me say that again for the people in the back, and if you're multitasking, come back to me because this is important. We can get stuck in a societal conditioning of asking permission when we don't need to, and we use getting permission as an escape hatch from the responsibility of the results or outcomes when what we got permission to do didn't go as planned. Okay, we seek permission when we don't want to be responsible for the results of our actions. And that's where we can get stuck and do ourselves a massive disservice. And I see this in coaching all the time. Coaching isn't just about awareness, it's about empowering someone to see past societal conditioning and negative thoughts and beliefs that are holding them back from having the life they truly want. We are taught from a very young age to ask nicely for what we want, to get permission. In school, we had to get permission to leave the classroom to go to the toilet, right? Some of us were taught that we had to ask permission to leave the table when we'd finished our dinner, but only after finishing everything on our plate. But that's a topic for another episode. It's an ingrained habit from our childhood that we don't even realize is slowing us down or even stopping us from going after what we want in life. I've had clients ask me if it's okay to think a different thought in their own head. Their pattern of thinking was so ingrained and automatic that it didn't even occur to them that they could change it, or let alone have the power to. And when it's a big thought, one that you've just taken for granted as true, and you realize it's not true, that awareness can be big and scary, and dare I say it, even life-changing. And when we are triggered with a big life decision, we will slip into seeking approval mode because that is what we've been taught. We are not taught how to make big decisions. We aren't taught how to handle big emotions, and we get good at transferring the responsibility for the results in our lives to other people when it comes to the big stuff. Because taking responsibility is scary, it's uncomfortable, and we don't know how to handle that. Now, listen, this isn't a bad thing. We all do it. It's a part of being human. But what is the alternative? Well, I can tell you that the alternative, my friend, is magic. It's taking back your personal power and making your own decisions about your life. It's having your back, knowing that no matter what the outcome is, you have skills to work it out. It's accepting responsibility for your own life and the results that you get. It's knowing that no one but you can change your life. No one else can do it for you. So ask yourself, where am I asking other people for permission when I don't need to? In what ways am I seeking external validation to do the things that I want to do? At the moment, your decision making is run through a filter that has been put there by your parents or caregivers in society. At the moment, it might be, I have to get permission to do this because that's what good girls do. Well, that's BS. Change the filter. Run your decisions through a filter of, does this decision impact in a significant way the family finances or my family in any other way? If it's a yes, then it needs to have a discussion with your significant other if you have one. If you don't have one, then a trusted advisor. Is it a no, then you don't need permission. Is this decision really anyone else's business? Yes, then discuss it with them. No, go for it. Make a decision. Practice giving yourself permission. It's going to feel really uncomfortable at first, but I want you to lean into that and think about how good it's going to feel once you've made that decision. Think about how powerful you are going to feel. And remember, there is a difference between asking permission and asking for feedback. If you want feedback, if you feel like you need to run your idea past someone, that's 100% okay. Do that. Be honest to yourself and the other person. Say, hey, I have an idea. I want to run it past you to get your feedback. Is that okay? If they don't have any agenda and have your best interests at heart, they won't make the decision for you. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. If they don't have an agenda and have your best interests at heart, they won't make the decision for you. They will give you feedback. They will ask questions. They will give another perspective, but they will continue to hold you responsible for making your own decisions. They will respect your decision-making ability. Your life choices are not decisions for other people to make. It's not their job. It's up to you. Even the big scary decisions. And guess what? That is a fantastic thing, because blaming other people for the way our life goes after letting them decide for us is a powerless and sad place to live. I would rather make my own decisions about my life, fail in a spectacular way, take ownership of that failure, learn from my mistakes, and then try again. That is such a much more powerful and empowering way to live. And in case you need one last little nudge, lean in close. I want you to hear this. Is it okay to believe that you can do it? Yes. Is it okay to want to make lots of money? Fuck yes. Is it okay to not want to work at all? Hey, if it's financially available to you, then absolutely yes. Is it okay to not be the stay-at-home parent? Yes, 100%. Is it okay to start that side hustle you've been dreaming about for years? Absolutely, do it. Who is the expert on your life? Who is the person most qualified to make these decisions about your career? When it comes to your dreams and your goals, who's the expert? That's right, you are. So give yourself permission. But hey, look, in case you're struggling to start, here it is. You have my permission to go out and create an amazing life. So take my permission. and get to work, okay? Because it's the last time I give it to you. From now on, that's your job. Hey there, are you ready to know exactly why you can't make any progress in your career? If you've been working hard and are feeling burnt out and trapped, but you're not sure why, or you don't even know where to start to make positive change, then I've got you covered. Imagine what it would be like if you could earn the salary that you want, feel energized by what you do, and be free of self-doubt. And I'm here to tell you that you can. Your lack of confidence might be holding you back, and you might not even know it. So let's fix that. Click the link in the show notes to get my free masterclass on the three ways your lack of confidence sabotages your career and how to turn it around and get the salary you deserve. Inside, you'll learn the three key ways you might be sabotaging your own career, how these show up for even the most accomplished and self-aware woman just like you and me, and how to get your mojo back, reclaim the power in your career, and start finally earning the salary that you deserve. Born out of the blood, sweat, and tears of going through this myself and the hundreds of hours of coaching women just like you to their own career success, the three ways I'm teaching in this training are little known and hardly talked about. So head over to the show notes now and click the link to get the free and instant access to this masterclass.